But it's time to wrap up now. I hope that as a result of the day, you've got a much better understanding of the issues relating to adoption of IPv6 and the need to get onto a journey and to start that journey yesterday. And the end point is a little less certain. It's very much dependent on the organisation. But I think the critical issue is that you do go away with a feeling that the adoption of IPv6 is becoming imperative for all of us. In fact, it was an imperative yesterday. Staying with IPv4 is possible, but it has enormous risks in doing that. So, you know, the counterfactual is always very important. And if you stay with IPv4, then you're going to end up with a challenge going forward. Adoption of IPv6 is a journey, as I say, not an event. The rate of adoption is different for everyone, and you need to find your rate of change. The planned adoption is much lower risk than forced adoption. You need to develop a roadmap for adoption now. Don't go away from here without taking that on board. Take advantage of normal technology upgrade and refresh cycles to minimise the cost of IPv6 adoption. Now is the time to commit to the journey, and you won't have regrets later. So that's my sort of summation of some of the key messages that have come out of the HUI today. You may have others. We'll try and collect up as much of the learnings as we can and get it onto the website. We've taken away a number of action points that we need to take some further work on. We're certainly not going to stop here. This is really the start of a journey rather than the end of a journey. And we do want to make sure that we put the mechanisms in place to help you travel down your journey. So I hope that you've all got something really worthwhile out of the day. We've certainly enjoyed putting the day on for you, and there's a lot of work gone into that. And in that regard, I'd like now to thank all of the speakers. We've had a really fantastic group of speakers. During the day, you've heard from something towards 20 different people, and they've all contributed a different part of the picture. And in that regard, I have some little gifts for people, which I'll try and give out very quickly now.
Thank you very, very much indeed.
So thank you very, very much indeed to all the speakers. want to forget another very important group of people, our sponsors. The whole group of sponsors have done a fantastic job. You've heard a little bit from a number of them. A number of them have supported us for throughout the work of the steering group, through the survey work, and we're looking forward to their ongoing support as we travel down our journey. Again, I'd like you to thank the sponsors very, very much indeed. Now, the other part of the people that have been working very, very hard are the organisers, and I've had an enormous amount of support, especially from my colleagues at Internet NZ. And I'd like to particularly note Richard Wood, Campbell, where's Campbell? There, and Keith, of course, sitting out the back there, been organising all sorts of things in the background. I think he's going to carry on doing it from what he's talking about now.
These are the guys who
did. They did a hang of a lot of work. Thank you very, very much indeed. And finally, there's you, the participants. Thanks for coming along. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for participating actively. Thank you for being willing to listen to the IPv6 story. Thank you very much indeed, and enjoy your drink and networking.